Track 16.
Meet Radio Man, Hollywood's most loved extra. Sitting on a sidewalk in New York City with a radio tied around his neck, Craig Castaldo might look homeless. He once was. But today he is a friend to many celebrities and has made over 100 cameos in movies like The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, The Departed, and Shutter Island. This is his story. Because of the radio around his neck, Craig Castaldo is better known as Radio Man. It's a unique name that fits his unique life. Every day, Radio Man rides around New York City on his bicycle, visiting movie sets. When he arrives, directors and actors recognize him at once. He's a short, bearded man with a round, smiling face. But his personality is what really stands out. Radio Man is confident and sociable, and he has an interesting way of showing his love for celebrities. He often shouts insults and curses at them, laughing the whole time. Then he helps himself to food from their catering table. Some actors, including George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio, understand his sense of humor and like having him around. Others feel annoyed when he shows up. No matter how the celebrities react, Radio Man remains calm. His easygoing attitude has taken him a long way in the movie world. It all started years ago when Radio Man was homeless and addicted to alcohol. Living on the streets, he started to notice the many movie sets around New York. From the start, he treated the actors just like average people. On separate occasions, he saw Bruce Willis and Robin Williams playing homeless men. Both times, Radio Man went up to the stars and told them their acting was all wrong. He kept spending time at movie sets, and eventually directors started to hire him as an extra. Over the years, Radio Man became a sort of good luck charm for New York movies, and many celebrities started to think of him as a friend. Today, he never drinks alcohol, and he makes enough money to rent a small apartment. Radio Man is working toward his dream of playing larger movie roles. Even though getting bigger roles is difficult because he doesn't behave like a typical actor, he's still determined to always be himself. For him, this means keeping his apartment full of junk and telling movie stars that their acting is terrible. His personality is probably holding him back as an actor. But at the same time, it's what makes him famous. Lots of actors are good at pretending to be other people, but there's only one Radio Man, and he's always the same. Always silly, warm-hearted, and ready to treat everybody equally.